Broadway has a new family-friendly musical. Matilda opened earlier this month. While it is a brand new show, it jogged critic Bob Mondello's memory all the way back to his very first commentary for this program 29 years ago today. It was about two other family-friendly musicals, and Bob says he can't help seeing Matilda through them.
April 25, 1984, a revival of Oliver is in previews on Broadway, and that gives me an excuse to share one of my pet theories with the world that the musical Annie is actually Oliver in drag. Think about it. Both shows feature lovable middle-class orphans surrounded by scruffier, lower-class orphans. Both groups of kids have an adult caretaker, a Fagin or a Miss Hannigan, who is really a nemesis. Both title characters have unrelated adults around who want to protect them. And then there are the remarkably similar sentiments expressed in song. Here's how I put it in my first NPR commentary.
And the songs? Back in 1960, Oliver was looking for his parents and asked the musical question, and more than a decade later, Annie was pondering the same question.
Maybe far away, or maybe real nearby.
And as I noted back then, it goes on, song after song, the two shows mirroring each other as they follow a kind of kiddie show playbook. Child escapes from oppressive environment, has adventures in, let's say, Oz, and ultimately finds stability and happiness. In Oliver's case, Oz was gritty, grimy London. In Annie's, it was New York during the Depression. But the story is basically the same except for a gender switch for all the main characters. Put Oliver and Fagin in dresses, and except for the accents, they might as well be Annie and Miss Hannigan. So now along comes Matilda, another lovable tyke who can belt to the rafters.
Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it.
And like her predecessors, she's surrounded by slightly less adorable kids, has a school headmistress who is a nemesis, and a teacher who wants to protect her. So I'm expecting more of that same Oliver Annie kids show playbook, especially when I hear that the evil headmistress is being played by a male actor.
One, two, three, four. Discipline, discipline for children who aren't listening, for midgets who are fidgeting and whispering in history.
If Annie is Oliver in drag, then Matilda is Annie and Oliver with real drag, right? But there are some significant differences. Oliver and Annie are orphans, plagued by the absence of parents. Matilda has parents. They're just awful.
Look what you've done, you stupid woman!
This is the worst day of my life!
And that marks a change in the kids' show playbook since Matilda's predecessors held sway. Understandable, of course, because while the musicals followed each other pretty quickly, their source material spans a century and a half, from the Victorian novel, Oliver Twist, through the Depression-era comic strip, Little Orphan Annie, to the Reagan-era novel, Matilda. Each of those, let's note, is the product of its author's own time and of that time's view of children. Oliver Twist was a helpless orphan because Dickens wrote the book as an exposé about how children were mistreated during the Industrial Revolution, forced into child labor, recruited by criminal gangs.
Got to pick a pocket or two. Sing, boys!
Oliver is just luckier than most as he gets buffeted by social forces. By the 1920s, Annie could be more proactive. She'd been brought up to respect her elders, but had also figured out how to talk them into doing what she wanted. Even FDR, who declares a New Deal for Christmas.
Hey, everyone, Republicans too, Oliver! Sing!
Annie still has to recruit adults, but she's no more helpless than the pre-World War II Greatest Generation kids who read about her exploits in the comics. Matilda, who is the child of self-absorbed baby boomers, has learned that she needs adults not at all. Like Harry Potter or Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games, she is a model for the kids in the audience who've been taught to think green, have a social conscience, and make things better. Matilda dispatches the headmistress, punishes her parents for bad behavior, and even ends up protecting her supposed protector. She is today's child, triumphant, empowered, with full agency, and a very sure sense of self. can't wait to see how her kids turn out. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.